at the routine vet service. I saw Tad this morning. He's looking not too bad. Little bit of pain in his abdomen. It's hard to know if he just has a gastritis or gastroenteritis from chewing on that dead pigeon or what the problem is. What we ended up doing was giving him some antibiotics and sending him home. If he does not improve, we may need to take some x-rays in case he ate the pigeon and he's got some bones or something in there. I didn't feel anything in his belly, but yeah. A lot of times if they get into garbage or dead things, they'll just get an upset stomach and also a little bit of, just inflammation in there and just feel bad. So since he's not vomiting now, you can go ahead and feed him and stuff and see how he does. Hopefully the antibiotics will calm down any infection that he might have gotten from all the bacteria on the dead pigeon. But if he doesn't get better or if he gets worse, be sure and let us know. Well, already by tomorrow he should be feeling a lot better. And if he isn't, or if he starts vomiting or having diarrhea, we may need to see him. We will need to see him again. So, okay.
Mm-hmm. You're welcome. Bye.
What on your sheet? What was the cost for the cast that you charged about?
I think it was like 50. Was the cast or not?
You actually put the cast on.
Cast and materials, and then.
Okay.
She had pretty much when Mary checked her, she was ready to take it off, so we didn't have to do any more X-rays or anything.
Okay.
I'm trying to remember. I think like with the.
I thought you X-rayed it. You X-rayed with the cast on.
Yeah. Yeah, it was ready to come off and we took it off. She did a real good job of keeping it clean and dry. That's, I think, half the battle. We didn't have any sores or anything when we took it off.
Mm-hmm. For the tranquilizer, what is it again? I wonder if she would need more.
Oh, yeah, for a
cast.
Maybe just buy a ton. We just
while
put them on the machine, and then you don't even worry about them.
What would that
be? 13
total, or
no,
13
plus
extra.
13 for anesthesia. Because if you don't, then they're waking up, and you just end up spending more time than if you just put them on the same machine.
Okay.
Yeah, as we know the machine.
Well, from other things too. Just are those good? Do you like them?
Yeah. Did you make them?
I made them, yeah. I was thinking they were more like a chocolate chip cookie bar. And then as I got through the recipe, I noticed that they don't have any flour in them.
They're
so they're actually more like granola bars
they
than
must have,
cookie
yeah.
bars. They've
yeah.
got brown sugar and butter. And
tastes like they're peanut butter.
And peanut butter chips. Chocolate chips.
Okay, so a recheck would be about 50.
Mm-hmm.
Is this all right? I think if she woke up, we could send her home tonight. I wouldn't see why we couldn't send her home tonight, would you?
If she wakes up, fine.
Oh, well, we're going to be by tall and
never mind.
Never mind. I'm still thinking.
Yeah. She won't need any antibiotics since there's
no
drakes in there.
10 for anesthesia.
Oh,
and they're
opposite.
No.
I felt horrible doing it on that eye dog that he had in here last weekend or whatever night it was. Because he had down 25 plus 18. What can you do? He's already got it down.
Well, all we did, I can't do that because all we did was I was in here and put a bandage on.
Yeah.
Did you get hold of Dan?
Yeah.
He's. Let me see. We need one of these. One of those, and two of those.
Oh, I sent home.
I've already spent 54 and I want to spend another 100. But that's better than pins.
Right, which would be another
200. Yeah, it's more for a surgery.
And you pretty much
and that one really, you know, I don't think it would benefit from pins mm-hmm. because we'd have to undo it. I mean, we'd have to, well, we'd have to go, we could try it closed,
mm-hmm.
but still it's more expensive.
I think it'll do fine with a cast, especially since it's a spiral fracture.
And it's not displaced.
And it's not displaced. Should be pretty stable. It'll be kind of a pain getting the, well, maybe not, getting the cast over the stifle. Maybe not.
Well,
it's got kind of long legs.
As long as she's quiet. Okay. I'm gonna call. I don't know if he's in the barn from home and back in from the barn or not.
Yeah.
But. Hi, we got x-rays done already, and I was going to let you know what was going on. Should I talk to Richard, or are you okay? Okay, it looks like she's got a spiral fracture of her tibia, which is the bone between the knee and the hock, and it's really looks pretty stable. It's not displaced very far anyway. And it's pretty much, you know, locked in place, so to speak. So I think that she would do fine with a cast. And I pretty much got an estimate so far with the coming in yesterday and the x-rays and everything. The bill was about 54. And to do a cast with anesthesia and staying one more night in the hospital and stuff and casting material, probably it's going to be about 153 total. And the only extra would be in about 6 to 8 weeks, we'd have her come in again, we would tranquilize her and take the x-rays and see if it's healed enough to take off. And that's generally about 34 to 40. Yeah, you know, pin, you know, if we did a pin, it would probably be 100 more, but, so that's about the, at this point, the least expensive alternative that probably will work for her. So if you want to let him know and then have him call me back, if you want to go ahead and do it. Okay.
You want to put this kitty castration down?
Sure.
All right. And if she, you know, if we did it, she could probably welcome tomorrow. Okay, whenever you get a chance. Okay, thanks, Carol. Mm-hmm. Bye bye.
Thank you. dog that is due to have pups in about 3 weeks, and she was dripping some blood Saturday night. I was wondering what it may be, and they must have got a replacement for food already.
Who's that called?
Jeremiah Hassel.
We might be there.
Could be a boarding.
Yeah, could be.
Who's a boarding?
Jeremiah Hassel's. They got a dog that's pregnant and
I heard
two
that.
Or 3 weeks, and their dog's dripping blood, and I'm wondering why.
I heard, and I thought it was him. He didn't give his name, but I heard a kid on whatever that shopping thing is on the radio, Prime Mover, on Saturday morning, saying that they had a few puppies left that they were going to sell, and they're taking orders for Christmas puppies. And I thought this. Probably who it was.
Guess they gotta make money somehow, huh?